Yeah, we're all going, whoa, 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 stop that. That's what we're saying to all of our politicians nowadays. KKFT 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM. We are your live and local FM talk stations here for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910. You've got something you want to talk about today. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Happy, happy, happy National Voter Registration Today. Day. Is today. I just figured I'd combine it. That's right, National Voter Registration Day. So whatever you are doing, turn to the person next to you and say, are you registered to vote? Your information all up to date and everything like that? Address? Did you have a change of address? Did you have, you know, what's going on? Are you registered to vote? Get it done today. Go online and do it. Go to the Registrar of Voters office and do it. Wherever you're at, just register to vote. You know, I'm not going to go along and say it's your civic duty. But if you're not doing it and you are of age and not currently imprisoned as a felon, then take a look around you and see what's going on and ask yourself, why aren't I voting? Ask yourself why you're not voting. Do you have that attitude of my vote doesn't matter? Do you have that attitude of, I'm not going to change anything? Do your friends have that attitude? Do whatever you need to do to try and change it, because every vote matters. We're in this situation here in Nevada because 2,000 people, 2,000 people, well, actually, 2001. And let's give it a nice, you know, little margin there. 2,500 people didn't get off their tuchuses and vote for Adam Laxalt for governor. 2,500 people in this state? That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. And now we're seeing all of the chaos coming out of Clark County. Register. Ask your friends if they're registered. Start it now. Think of all those kids that are going to be turning 18. Here's your birthday present. It's a registration card. But take it seriously. Your votes are being stolen from you. Your voice is being stolen. Because we work so hard, we lose track of what we're doing, what's on the calendar today. Oh my gosh, today is blah, blah, blah. And we lose track. But big companies like Google and Facebook do push notices out to Democrats to remind them to vote. Not to conservatives. Probably not to independents, just in case. But to Democrats. I mean, I don't want you to feel like you're being bullied to vote. But if you want to see this country go the way of socialism, of communism, even more so than we already have, I was just on the phone with a friend this morning, and we were, what were we talking about? Oh, I'm having a site done up, so you can buy 99.1 FM t-shirts and things like that. Monica J t-shirts. And we just started talking about politics, as usual. He's my little hippie, fun-loving, loving life guy who is just a staunch conservative. It's just hysterical. Just love him. And then all of a sudden he just throws out, you know what I hate the most? Because I said, well, you know, it's one of the sayings I like that I want to have on a t-shirt is, there's no such thing as government money. And then all of a sudden he blurted out, that's right, it's our money. It's like, exactly. That's why I want that one. I said, I'm upset that the government isn't using our money, giving it back to us, making sure that we are taken care of when they're sending it overseas and making sure that other countries are taken care of. He goes, yeah, that ticks me off. But you know what really gets me, what I hate the most? And I'm like, feel free. He hates the fact, just like I do, and just like many others do, that the government decides what charities that they are going to donate your money to. That's why I work with charities that don't get federal money. It's like, you're already getting my money. Why would I donate more? I want to spread it around. I want to donate to the charities that I want to donate to. You know what? You can. You know how you do that? You vote. You get out there and you find people who aren't registered and you get them registered. I mean, we have to be prepared. We have to get all of this stuff together now because you know that come Election Day 2020, there is going to be a flood of fraudulent votes because of the Democrats pushing through same-day voter registration. Same day. You register, you fill out your card, you go vote. You know that is going to be rife with fraud. Nothing can be researched. And that's why they wanted it. So we need to build those numbers up now. Contact the Washoe County GOP, contact the Nevada GOP. Find out where you can volunteer to go sit outside of the DMV, to go to special events, to go to farmers markets, to go to the Christmas markets that they're going to be. Any place there is a spot for a booth, register people to vote. It is more important now than ever. I know I'm telling you about this being National Voter Registration Day, but I think that's pretty sad that we have to have something like that, or we need something like that. We should just be proud to register and make sure that our registration is up to date every single election. Just as a proud American. The Democrats have more registrations across the country. Why? Because they go out and they work it. They go to the universities. Heck, they go to the high schools. The dinner that I had on Friday night, we got great news. Great news put out there. Of course, I've brought it to you on the air a couple of times before that, but it was nice being able to tell it to that crowd. We now had to, you know, get legal people involved, which I still don't understand why, but we now have campus Republicans. at UNR. College Republicans at UNR. Why would we have to get legal help in there? But you know what? It was done. They're there. They had their first meeting last Monday. If this is what it's going to take for you to get your vote out, then that's great. But what I didn't know, I knew they were going to have 100 and so people sign up to be a college Republican. They started it in the schools, too, in high schools. And 150 kids signed up. That's pretty impressive. I know we have a lot more kids than that, but with what the high schools and the elementary schools are putting out and now going into the grade schools, the indoctrination that they're getting, just look at little Miss Greta out there. We are on the eve of an extinction, in the process of extinction, as her sailing crew flies across the world. As all these people who are telling you that, you know, oh, climate change. So please, just double check your registration. Go on to the Registrar of Voters office. You can check it right there. It's a quick and easy thing to do today on this National Voter Registration Day. It's KKFT, the Monica J Show, on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Go on to wherever your voter registration office is. Every county has one. Just log on. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, 884-9910. It's 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today. And, of course, the things that I have on tap for you. And, unfortunately, one of those things is City Council met last night, and it looks as though, yes, the Daybreak development won. They are you know, there were not going to be any winners or losers on that. I think we're all kind of losers in a roundabout way for it. Why? Well, because the city attorney did something and negotiated something that the city council is saying they didn't know about. City attorney is saying, well, it's done all the time. Imagine that. Put them into a situation where, well, if they denied the development over here off of Veterans Parkway, then the developer was going to sue. Yep, they were going to sue. So they were kind of in a situation of damned if we do, damned if we don't. Is that what you want to say? So they passed it on a 4-3 margin. So I guess the bright side is the developer's not going to sue now. On the downside, in a floodplain, there's going to be thousands more houses down off of Veterans Parkway. Thousands and thousands of more houses. And one of the things that I think is very funny is Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy is taking a stand, as she announced last week. 1,000 homes in 120 days. That's the initiative. Now she's saying that the program, or, you know, they're saying, I don't know. She's very excited about this. It's meant to stabilize the housing rates. 1,000 residences comprising townhomes, apartments, and condos. Well, I feel like they've almost got that done just to buy my house in South Reno. With the apartments that have constantly been popping up on Arrow Creek Parkway. The ones that are currently being built on Zalesi. More over there. It's her bold new initiative. This is just, once again, pandering. Just pandering. We've got so much development going on. So much development in the works. And it's not smart development. Now, in South Reno, what they did build looks rather nice. Looks good. I feel sorry for the housing development that's on the other side of the street, because their beautiful views that they had are now chunked up of apartments where they could see the Virginia foothills. Now it's three-story apartments. Oh, well, you didn't buy that house for the view, did you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Just keep building and building and building. So somebody should let in on the fact for the mayor that just because you keep building apartments and giving in to the developers, that doesn't mean that the prices are going to go down. Doesn't mean rent's going to go down. It doesn't mean that housing costs are going to go down. I saw a development going in the low 300,000s. What? When my husband and I were looking for houses, we were looking in the low 100,000s. That's the opportunity that people need. But we're never going to see that again. Because when do prices ever go down? Building materials skyrocketing. Profits skyrocketing. So if you live over off of Veterans Parkway, get ready. And just watch the winters. This one's supposed to be wet, thanks to the Farmer's Almanac. Not quite as cold, but a lot of moisture. I wonder how much moisture that floodplain is going to be able to take. Once the ground disbursement area is all covered with cement and houses, how is that going to affect you? And how does the city attorney negotiate something that supposedly the city council doesn't know about? That's got to make you wonder. Is it from those days that they decided to take off and go out to Burning Man? Did it happen then? Did it happen before that? What, you didn't know that they rearranged their schedule so a number of the city council members could go out to Burning Man? I wonder if that was a working day. Just curious. We seem to, you know, have crucified a couple of other elected representatives when they caught a flight on the Raven helicopter. Just wondering what the rest of the city council was doing out there. When they should have been figuring out ways how to make decisions on development without having their arms twisted behind our arms twisted behind our backs. Either vote for it or we're going to sue you. This is not the first time that this has happened, folks. Remember Walmart? Yeah. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the home of Fox News. So let's get it started and get you talking at 884-9910. Speaking of social media, I have to go to my phone here and check my texts from Pee-wee, or it's just going to sit here and keep buzzing. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show. However you want to get a hold of me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, message me. It's all good. I love it when you call, though, 884-9910. On 99.1 FM Talk, we call it FM Talk for a reason. Not just me talking, it's you talking. Pee-wee, did you write something that I can actually say on the air, or do I have to clean it up? Okay. I'm into the light again. 1,000 homes, 120 days. This is the mayor's initiative. 1,000 days and 120. You'd be easier pressed to go around the world and 80 days in a hot air balloon. There's not the manpower or the material inventory to accomplish that. Do the math. Any bets on repurposed shipping container neighborhoods start to suddenly pop up? Yeah, I could see that, Pee-wee, actually. I'm surprised we don't have more shipping containers of businesses and housing and things like that popping up. Of course, it's chic right now and in, so it'd probably cost an arm and a leg. But as we had Tim McGivney on yesterday, it's not going to help the homeless. Because the homeless issue we have here is not a housing issue. What happened to those plans that were put in place for our growth and how this city and how this county was supposed to move forward for the future? Well, let me tell you. If you want to get involved again, go to my Facebook page. Actually, I put it on either one, either Monica J Productions or Monica J. The planning agency, you know, those people who kind of lay out our growth, see what we're going to look like, see what the future of Nevada is. Our big regional plan. The Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency met back on September 12th to hold that community conversation about the regional plan. They're mapping out the next 20 years of growth for the area. Isn't that a joke? Put these plans together and people come up with ideas. They just go in and they change the plan without a whole lot of input from you. But if you'd like to have your say, I just posted on both of my Facebook pages there for the upcoming meetings. Now, if you would like to have your input, they're actually meeting tomorrow night. Washoe County Commission Chambers, East 9th Street. 6 p.m. Imagine that. 6 p.m. You could make that one, couldn't you? Tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Washoe County Commission Chambers. Then they're also having another one on Thursday night at the Spark City Council Chambers over on 4th Street. Once again, 6 p.m. And then on Friday night, they're going to be over at Marvin Piccolo School on Foothill Drive. 6 p.m. Then they've got another one, October 10th. Go to my Facebook page. You can check it out there. I hope one of those meetings at least sounded a little bit interesting to you. I'm going to try and get to the Marvin Piccolo School one because that's down by my house. Nice that they actually kind of spread these out and made them at 6 o'clock. But how many people are going to go because they have the frustration now of, well, what does it matter? They're just going to change it and do what they want anyway. The developers come in, start throwing money and say, hey, we've got this land over here. It's not in your plan. It's not in your zoning. But let's see what we can do. Smart growth. Let's see if that can actually take place. And if it doesn't, then ask yourself, did you participate? Or are we going to see more lawsuits from developers come forward? Speaking of lawsuits, you should check out all the lawsuits up against Clark County School District. The ones against our school district here. Well, we know about the one that's going on right now. How come nobody's talking about that? Where do we stand now with Tracy Davis suing the school district? Or is this another one of those lack of transparency things with the school district? Log on to WCSD Rants and Raves. Become a part of it. And let your voice be heard. Just as a little side note here, this is the kind of things that you're going to see. So Nicole posted that they were going to have a meeting, Washoe County School District, claiming that they wanted to hear what parents have to say. Things about, you know, talking about Common Core, mandatory testing, sex education that's going on. Matt put into the comments, I love that people are using this and actually talking. There are initial public comments, and let's see, you can comment after any item. Guess how many parents showed up? 3. Parents need to start talking and showing up at these meetings. I know it's hard. 5:30 to 6:30. It was only an hour. I guess they were anticipating only 3 parents showing up. Kind of like how the big CHAB homeless meeting the other day, getting people's input. Oh, wait, no, they didn't want people's input on that. Out of the whole room of people that they were able to pack with their you know, let's get something done. Let's do your thing. Pack in the room. Because it wasn't put out there as notification. They only had three people there opposing it. This is all done to silence you. Meetings done at the last minute. Meetings done at inconvenient times. Employers need to stand up. Employers need to know that this is the education of your future employees. And if you don't let your current employees have just a little time off to go to these meetings, to go to these important things, take a later lunch, get off a little early, then you're also part of the problem. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. How are you this morning?
Oh, it's Jane.
It is. Maybe it was misspelled. I don't know.
Still all the same letters.
Right. Just in a different order. I really appreciate what your show is developing into. You are touching on grassroots issues in this community that no other medium in this area will tackle. And that includes a medium that has the space and the resources to do it, and that's the Reno Gazette. Even they don't tackle what you talk about. And I just so appreciate it and appreciate that you will entertain comments like mine from anybody. And I appreciate that. I wanted to ask you, why do you think there's such a lack of participation in this community by its residents?
I want to say there's a little bit of apathy, that people feel that they can't change what's already there. But I also think that it's an underpinning from the county, from the city, and from the state that they know they don't really want input. It's just like the CHAB meeting that was held, the Community Homeless Advisory Board. Why would you have a meeting of such importance and only give 2 days' notice of it? People cannot change their schedules on such a quick, you know, turnaround. Things have to be changed, but they know they don't really want people there, so they tell the people in advance who they want there, so they have time to put it on their schedules and show up. But the rest of the public, they just don't put the information out, and the local media doesn't help push it out there, whether it be the paper or anything like that. When you go onto the website, Jane, I noticed this the other day when I got the notice that in 2 days the meeting was going to happen. I know I'm straying from the school district, but it's just an example, that it just said special meeting. There was no information about what it was going to be about. Well, I'm not going to just put special meetings, you know, special agenda items on my calendar, but I guess everybody needs to start doing that. But they don't want the public's input. They don't want parents' input because they have already made their decisions. They're just doing that whole, you know, well, we have to open it up, so we'll do it. So I think I lost Jane, but you know what? We got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Michael after this on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you're sitting at work, sitting around your desk, doing whatever, I want you to get up and move for just a minute. Just kind of, even if you just have to stay in your chair, just do a little chair dance. get your blood moving, get your blood going to your brain. 884-9910. That's the number to call, actually, on the Monica Jay Show. Just like Michael did, let's go to Michael on the phone lines. Hi, Michael. What did you want to talk about?
Hi there. Well, first of all, the caller you just had talking about why there's not much participation, and I think you nailed part of it in that they make us not want to participate because of the way they do business.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week you and I talked, and we talked about the deal down in Minden-Gardnerville where they, with the meetings, and we talked about how they won't be flexible about having meetings of significance in their neighborhoods to make it so that people can participate.
Mm-hmm.
So at the county commission, as we speak right now, there's a request there for an October 22nd agenda item. And we're asking a month in advance for them to move the meeting because of the significance of the zoning change and the potential amendment change to the zoning to have that meeting after 6 o'clock. And it will be interesting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
To see how they respond.
That's going to be very interesting because, you know, this is nothing against Minden, Michael, but let me tell you, it's not that big. The people who sit on that commission, there's no reason really that I see, unless they have it in the bylaws or something, that this is the time they have to meet. In a community of that size, there should be no reason why they can't move the time of the meeting to have more participation.
Well, and I agree. The one I'm talking about right now that's before the county commission is here in Washoe County, over a development up in the Red Rock area. So, you know, they say that once their agendas are set 1 week in advance, it's just too hard to move stuff. And that's one of their other ways of stopping us from being involved.
Well, and that's BS, because how many times do you go to a meeting and they say, oh, well, we're going to move this agenda item down here and we're going to get everything else out of the way first. And they move agenda items all the time. They cancel agenda items all the time. That it's just BS. I almost let it fly there. It's BS that they're feeding you about changing the agenda items or the agenda or the meeting time. It's because they don't want to. And until we have people elected who are willing to listen to the community members, then it's not going to change.
Well, I'd have to agree with you. I went to a NAB meeting last Thursday, and they did exactly what you talked about. Somebody wanted to present earlier than the given time, so they moved the agenda all around to facilitate that, you know. And it's kind of interesting because people plan on getting there based on the agenda.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to be, you know, your subject's not going to be coming up until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You show up a few minutes before, and then you find out they've moved it to 2. Or that they've canceled the item altogether. We had that on the concealed carry with Washoe County not too long ago, or the gun issue. So, Michael, right. I got to let you go, but thank you for calling in for that. And I do want to tell you that tonight, or today, this afternoon, there is a Washoe County board meeting, Washoe County School District board meeting. It's at 4 o'clock, if you can do it, East 9th Street. Today at 4, they're going to be talking about student data mining. And, you know, just one of those things. It was added to the agenda. Student data mining is so dangerous, especially when, well, we see here in Washoe County, they can't seem to keep the information safe. So what are you going to do? Maybe take off work if you can. 4 o'clock this afternoon. But you know what? You would have known that a little bit earlier had you joined WCSD Rants and Raves and start following the conversations, because it was in there. thanks to parents like you who are willing to make a difference, who really care about what's going on in the school district and want to participate in your child's future. KKFT, it's 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk, the home of Fox News. And